轻松学好英文就听 Ivy League Analytical English。您现在收听的是最 hot 的常春藤解析英语教学课程。Come on， 快跟着常春藤把英语学得棒棒的。
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ivy League Analytical English. I'm Karen.
I'm Wesley.
Today is March 9th. Please turn to page 32 in your magazines. Today we have a reading comprehension test for you. That means we have a text, and we have three questions at the end to find out how much you remember and what you did or did not understand. Our topic today has a French expression in it, but don't get nervous. It's not that hard, and it's also a pretty common one, and I bet you've heard it in Chinese as well. Our title today is, It's Like Déjà Vu,Déjà vu.
这个我们把它翻成神秘的既视现象。不过这个题目其实有点 play on words.
嗯。
啊，那我们请 Karen 老师帮我们解释一下。
Well, you'll notice that in the title, the expression déjà vu is repeated. They don't say it's like déjà vu. They say it's like déjà vu, déjà vu. And that's the play on words. Because déjà vu literally means already seen. Déjà in French is already.Vu, V-U, it's pronounced vu, like the Chinese u, that's what it is, although some people do say déjà vu, is the past participle of the verb to see, voir in French. So, already seen. If you've seen something already, then if it happens again, you have this feeling, oh, I guess this happened before. And because it happened before, they repeat it to sort of imitate the feeling of something happening a second time.
Yeah, 好，所以这个我们这个题目的标题啊 ,déjà vu, 啊我都是把它很多人都把它念成 déjà vu, 因为我不会讲法文啊，所以这个我都把它念成 déjà vu。那这个意思其实就是似曾相识的意思。那我们题目上面把它翻成比较学理一点的，就是把它翻成既视现象，就是已经看过的这种现象。那这题目的 play on words 就是这好像就像似曾相识，那什么东西好像似曾相识，就似曾相识这个东西好像似曾相识、那所以有点在 play on words, 在玩这个文字游戏。
Right. Well, let's read the article and find out what déjà vu is, because I bet some people misunderstand it. They may have heard the expression, but maybe they don't really know what it means.、
Mm-hmm.
Our title again, it's like déjà vu, déjà vu.You are walking through a park you have never visited before when a dog runs past, barking at a cluster of birds. You turn to see its owner smile and wave. Suddenly, you are overcome by the feeling that you have been here before, in this same park, with the same dog and birds, while the same owner is waving his arm in exactly the same way.By the time he lowers his arm, you realize the situation no longer fits quite so well with your fading recollection. You are sure once again that you have never been to this park. The familiarity is gone. Déjà vu, French for already seen, describes the peculiar feeling of having encountered an identical situation in the past without knowing exactly when or where. The memory is most often attributed to a dream.The feeling lasts only a few seconds and is usually tied to an ordinary event. It may be a visual scene recalled in detail or an uncanny knowledge of a new place. What is distinctive about déjà vu is not the situation itself, but the feeling that accompanies it. More than 70% of the population has experienced this phenomenon. Attempts to explain it range from past lives to repressed memories.Some people believe déjà vu is a form of precognition, the mysterious ability to know of an event before it happens. Scientists have linked déjà vu to neural disorders like schizophrenia and epilepsy, suggesting it could be a hiccup of the brain with no connection to the past. Is déjà vu ordinary or extraordinary? The answer remains a mystery, but perhaps you've heard all this before.
The ending is a déjà vu.
Right, and you're going to need to explain that for one of the questions, so think about it a bit. Let's go back to our title, It's Like Déjà Vu, Déjà Vu. We've pretty much explained it, but now maybe it makes more sense to you. Déjà Vu means you've already seen this or experienced this once. Déjà Vu, there it is again. Okay, the first sentence, You are walking through a park you have never visited before when a dog runs past, barking at a cluster of birds. I like this first sentence because it creates a very clear and concrete image in your head.
Exactly. 啊，这个第一个句子呢，它给我们一个很清楚的一个 background 的一个 description， 背景的描述。那这个句型啊，基本上它这里谈的是两个同时发生的动作。那各位要记得，在英文里面的时态啊，当我们用进行式的时候，进行式其实是表示一个有持续的动作，啊，它在进行嘛，所以它不会说发生一下子就没有了，它是正在进行，所以它是有一个持续，有个 duration 的，所以它是用来形容比较长，用来表示比较长的动作。那简单式通常就是指这事情发生了啊，或者是没发生，所以通常是比较瞬间的事情，所以通常用一个比较短的动作用来，可以用简单式来描述。
And what's interesting here is, first of all, they're using the present progressive. Normally, when you're telling about something in the past, you will use the past tense or past progressive. But here we're using the present, and that's in order to create a feeling that it is just happening now. You will often see that in stories. We call that the narrative present. Narrative is 叙述的意思, and it's spelled N-A-R-R-A-T-I-V-E.N-A-R-R-A-T-I-V-E, the narrative present. Sometimes you tell a story in the present to make it feel like it's happening just now. The second point that's kind of interesting is they don't say that John was walking or is walking through a park, or I was walking or am walking through a park, but you. They use the second person singular pronoun here, you are walking through a park.What they are trying to do is suggest a scene in which you are supposed to be the actor. So you imagine that you are in this scene so that you can really get into what the author is trying to tell you about.
Hey, 所以这个第一个句子里面就有很多的、门道啊。所以像我们刚刚这个刚刚提到他这里同时进行两个动作，那他所以长的那个动作，走路这个动作啊，你在公园里面走来走去，或者在那里走步走路的时候，这动作比较长，所以用进行式。那狗跑过来经过你，这是比较短的，所以他用简单式。那通常这种一个进行式一个简单式这种结构，我们常用在过去啊，你描述过去发生两件事情，那一个比较长的就用进行式，短的就用简单式。那这里他用现在式，因为刚刚 Karen 老师有解释，这叫做 narrative present， 就是讲故事的时候，他用现在式让你。觉得好像深入深这个身历其境的感觉。那第二个，他用一个 you， 用第二人称，直接就 involve 这个 reader， 让这个 reader 觉得说，哦 ，I am part of it 啊，而不会觉得说我在看别人的故事，他会觉得说啊 ，this is about me 啊 ，I am doing it。好，所以这个句子蛮有趣的。所以他说，这里就是说，你这个啊，去一个你从来没去过的公园啊，突然呢，你有一只狗。从里面前跑过去的，那这只狗同时做一个动作，在 barking at a cluster of birds， 它就对着一群鸟在叫。cluster 就是 a group 的意思，但是呢，通常是表示蛮紧、close together， a group of things that stay close together or are close together。啊，因为如果说你的 group 的话，可能这个散布很广，但是 cluster 的话就是群聚在一起的一群啊、相似的东西或相同的东西，例如说动物啊或者是人啊之类的。
And normally with birds, we would use the word flock, a flock of birds, F-L-O-C-K. That would suggest probably a larger group, and maybe they are spread out more. Like Wesley said, a cluster is a group of things or beings that are very close together. Okay, on to the next sentence. You turn to see its owner smile and wave.
你转过头来看到这个Its owner, its 是指那只狗啊，因为前面只有一个单数名词嘛。啊，另外一个单数名词是你，那当然不可能是你，所以按常识判断，这 its 就是那只狗。所以你转过头来看到那个狗的主人在那里微笑，而且呢 wave 啊，对着你这边挥手。
Suddenly, you are overcome by the feeling that you have been here before, in this same park with the same dog and birds, while the same owner is waving his arm in exactly the same way.
好、哦、这个后面这一段蛮有趣的，我们等一下来讲到这个，我们先讲句子前半度也很有好玩。他在讲说 suddenly, 突然之间 you are overcome by the feeling that, 就是 when you are overcome by a feeling, 就是你充满心中充满了那种情绪。好，另外一个常用的 overcome 后面常常也用 with, 你可以说 be overcome with an emotion, 那是表示就是不能自已那种感觉。
For example, I was overcome with pity for the beggar.
啊，我对于那个乞丐啊，我心中充满了对他的怜悯啊，我几乎怜悯的不能自已那种感觉。那这里也是一样，他这 are overcome by the feeling that 就是他你心中充满了这种感觉。这种感觉是什么感觉呢？就是 you have been here before， 你以前来过这里。那到这里呢，他用一个这个dash 啊，告诉你说这个东西，继续解释一下什么叫做 you have been there before， 哎 ，been here before。那接下来他的解释非常有力，因为他重复了 same 这个字重复了三次，所以就造成了那种强调的感觉。所以呢，你曾经来过，怎么样曾经来过呢 ？In this same park， 在这个同样的公园里面 ，with the same dog and birds， 同样的这只狗啊，同样的这些鸟啊 ，while the same owner 啊，所以三个 same 哦，都告诉你感觉起来。都是强调了这一个字，好，然后呢 ，is waving his arm in exactly 好，还有第四个，好，所以我刚才还没看到第四个啊 ，in exactly the same way， 所以这个 same 念的时候，你也可以稍微强调一点，因为这个很有效果，就让你觉得 same， 那听完之后，读者或者是这个听的人就觉得心中有很强的印象 ，same。
That's called sound symbolism. 这是一个修辞然后技巧 Sound symbolism means that you imitate something with sound. Same 表示说重复的东西跟以前的某一个东西重复的 So if we repeat the word same 它就在模仿这个重复的这个现象所以就是一种象征啊 That's called sound symbolism. Sound 就是声音 S-O-U-N-D S-O-U-N-D Symbolism is S-Y-M-B-O-L-I-S-M S-Y-M-B-O-L-I-S-M Sound Symbolism On to the next sentence By the time he lowers his arm You realize the situation No longer fits quite so well With your fading recollection
So by the time 这个 by 就是 before 的意思所以等到他把手放下来的时候 lowers his arm 因为他刚刚手举起来在 wave 嘛他在挥手当他把手放下来的时候 you realize 你突然了解到说 the situation 这个状况 no longer 再也不是 fit quite so well with your fading recollection 好 fit well with 在这里就是 match 的意思好就是你会突然之间发现这个状况呢再也不是感觉起来是那么的配合跟什么配合呢跟你这个 fading recollection 你这个慢慢消逝的记忆慢慢就是已经不是那么配合了所以刚刚那一刹那之间你觉得诶好像一切都看过但是现在你又觉得诶好像又不是那么的像好那所以呢这个fading 这个字我们要注意一下它是慢慢消逝慢慢消退的这个意思那 recollection 它是跟 memory 很像不过 recollection 通常是指 the act of remembering something 就是你记得某件事情这个动作或者是 recollection 你可以表示 something that you remembered from the past 所以这里这个就是 something that you remember from the past 就是你所记得的过去这个景象但它现在已经慢慢的消退了
You are sure once again that you have never been to this park.
好，你再一次很确定说你从来没有来过，所以这中间有一个转折。一开始你觉得，哎，这一切好像我都看过，好，可是等到那个人手放下来的时候呢，到那个时候你已经觉得，哎，好像又不是那么像。然后到接下来下一步就是你再一步的确定说，没有错，我真的是没有来过这个公园。
The familiarity is gone.
啊，这个熟悉的感觉已经不见了。
Déjà vu, French for already seen.Describes the peculiar feeling of having encountered an identical situation in the past without knowing exactly when or where.
所以 déjà vu 这个字呢，它是 French for already seen， 就是它是法文，它的意思是 already seen 已经见过了。那 describes 是这个句子的主要动词，所以 déjà vu 这个片语呢，它形容的是一种 peculiar feeling， peculiar。通常表示 strange 啊，这个或者是 unfamiliar，
很奇特，
对，蛮奇特的啊，而且有一点点 a little surprising 啊，它不是光 strange 而已，它是有一点让你 surprisingly strange 啊 peculiar， 所以这种奇特的感觉，它描述这种奇特的感觉，什么感觉呢 ？Having encountered 就是曾经 ，having 在这里加上去就表示曾经这件事情在现在之前已经发生了，所以它表达这种曾经 encounter 是经历。所以他给你那种感觉是你曾经经历过一个 identical situation 一个一模一样的状况 in the past 在过去所以他告诉你说这个就是 déjà vu 形容的一种感觉就是你曾经经历过同样的事情而且是在过去经历过但是还有一个很重要的条件是 without knowing exactly when or where 你不知道到底确实是什么时候或者是在哪里曾经经历过类似的事情你只是有那种感觉曾经经历过可是你想不起来到底是在哪里
The memory is most often attributed to a dream.
那这种 memory, 这类似于因为你既然觉得曾经看过那就跟 memory 有关嘛因为你一定是记得某种感觉你才会觉得你曾经到过这里。所以这样的一个记忆呢通常 attributed to, be attributed to 就是归因于的意思。所以这样的 memory 通常可以归因于一个 dream， 所以可能那只是你曾经做过的一个梦之类的东西。
The feeling lasts only a few seconds and is usually tied to an ordinary event.
这种感觉通常持续 last 在这里是持续的意思，通常持续只有几秒钟的时间，而且呢 is usually tied to、be tied to 又是一个片语， be tied to something 的意思就是 to be related to something， 跟什么有关，或者有的时候是 to be dependent on something、就是要靠某样，就是跟某样东西依靠某样东西，依赖某样东西 dependent、D-E-P-E-D-E-N-T、D-E-P-E-D-E-N-T 都是 E-E-E， 所以你一直在依靠别人、你这样去记的话这个 spelling 就很好记的。那例如说我们可以讲说、The dorm is tied to the job、就是这个宿舍呢是跟这个工作绑在一起的，所以你如果在这个职位上你就可以住这个 dorm， 你如果、lose the job 你就 lose the dorm、所以就是 be tied to。 所以这里就是说这种感觉呢通常是跟什么连在一起呢，跟一个 ordinary event， 它通常是一种很普通 很普通很平凡的事件、不是一个很伟大的事件。
It may be a visual scene recalled in detail or an uncanny knowledge of a new place。
好，它可能是一个 visual scene， 就是一个视觉上所见到的景象。Recall 就是 remember 的意思。好 ，in detail 就是你很详细的记起来一件一种视觉的场景，或者是它也可能是一个 uncanny knowledge of a new place。这 uncanny 这个字啊，这个字就是很简单，叫做 uncomfortably strange。啊，它是 strange， 可是它是 uncomfortably strange。好，它是一种会让你觉得不舒服的奇怪感觉，
而且经常是巧合到极点。
哎，那你会觉得那种怪到你觉得哎，怎么好像觉得怪怪？那怎么哪有这么巧的事情？好，所以它可能是一个景象啊，就是你想起来一个很详细的一个景象，或者它可能是一种感觉，这感觉不，或者是一种知识，这种知识很奇怪的知识，对于一个新地方的奇怪的知识。
Another funny thing about the word uncanny is that it only exists in the negative. We have the word uncanny, but there is no such word as canny.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there are a lot of words like that in English. We say, for example, unkempt, 就是有点披头散发的意思，可是没有 kempt 这个字。
对，
所以有很多字它只有否定的那种形态。Unkempt 是 U-N-K-E-M-P-T, U-N-K-E-M-P-T 就是披头散发的意思。
Yeah.
What is distinctive about déjà vu is not the situation itself, but the feeling that accompanies it.
这句话的主词是 What is distinctive about déjà vu?、就是这个是主词。关于 déjà vu, 一个很特别的地方，很明显，这个很值得我们注意的地方 is not the situation itself, 不是这个我们所想起来的这个状况，而是 the feeling, 而是这个感觉 that accompanies it, 而是伴随而来。当你想到这个类似的景色景象的时候，伴随而来的那种感觉，这个是这个 déjà vu 很特别的一个地方。
More than 70% of the population has experienced this phenomenon.、
That's pretty high.
Yeah, have you had it before?
I don't think so.
Really? Oh, I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
这所以呢，我是属于那30%啊。
所以他说、
Yeah, I don't think I did. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, 这个所以他说这个有70%的人啊曾经经历过这种现象啊。所以我刚刚讲，我大概是属于那30%。我印象中好像没有记得这种déjà vu这种感觉，好像没有。Yeah.
Okay, I'll accept that. Attempts to explain it range from past lives to repressed memories.
好，所以 attempts to explain it 就是想要解释它的各种尝试。Range from， 当你看到 range from 的时候，你要在后面去找一个 to， 因为通常的 range from A to B 啊，那你找出这个 to 的话，你就可以很清楚的找出前后的对仗结构。所以你看到 range from past lives， 这就是 A 啊，从过去的这个前世啊，这个解释呢，从前世一直到怎么样 repressed。Memories, repressed, 就是压抑的一些回忆，因为有些回忆啊，我们其实不想去回忆，可是所以我们就把它压抑住啊。但是你压抑住的回忆，通常你会想不起来，但是它还是 it's still there, 所以它常常还是会跑出来。
嗯，
好，所以这种解释呢，就是有的人从这个前世来解释，那有的人呢，把它解释成为这其实是一种真正发生的事情，是这一辈子真正发生的一种回忆，可是你压抑住了，所以它有整个的 range, 它有整个的范围，所以从这个前世到这个今生的回忆中间各种各样的解释都有。
Some people believe déjà vu is a form of precognition, the mysterious ability to know of an event before it happens.
好，有些人相信 déjà vu 是一种 precognition， cognition 就是认知， pre 就是先，所以这是预知先知。有的人认为 déjà vu 是一种预知的能力。啊，后面这个是同位格 ，the mysterious ability 这种神秘的能力，可以去 know of an event before it happens， 在一个事件发生之前，你就可以知道这个事件。
Scientists have linked déjà vu to neural disorders like schizophrenia and epilepsy, suggesting it could be a hiccup of the brain with no connection to the past.
那科学家们他们 linked A to B 也是一样，把 A 跟 B 连起来。换句话说，他们认为这两个之间有关联。所以科学家认为呢 ，déjà vu 跟什么有关联呢？跟 neural disorders 就是神经的这个失调有关。好，那例如什么样的神经失调呢？是 schizophrenia 就是这个精神错乱啊，哎，或者是这种
精神分裂，
精神分裂哈、啊。然后呢，这个 epilepsy 就是癫痫症。然后 suggesting 在这里就是暗示或者是认为。啊、是这样子 ，It could be a hiccup of the brain 啊，这个片语很好玩啊，就是脑袋打嗝了啊，就打嗝一下，所以震动一下，所以会有一些 abnormal 的一些这个电波什么出现哈、啊，然后 with no connection to the past 可能跟过去没有什么关联的。
The explanation that I have heard most often is that when you go into a place, your brain is already thinking about what's going to happen in the immediate future. It already is creating images.And because your brain has this already, when it really happens, then you think it happened a long time ago. But actually, your brain just thought of it right then after it saw a new scene. Many people explain it that way. I don't know if that's the explanation.
有一点像 precognition. 啊，你已经在 you're imagining things, and then you see this, and you thought you've seen.
That it happened a long time before. But in fact, it's easy to guess when you go into a scene and a guy is starting to raise his hand. You can guess he's going to wave at you.
Yeah.
So a lot of them are good guesses. But I don't know if that's really the reason or not. But I know that I have had this experience many times.
Wow.
Is déjà vu ordinary or extraordinary?
这种现象是很平常还是很不寻常呢？
The answer remains a mystery.
啊，这个问题的答案到现在还是一个谜 ，remains a mystery.
But perhaps you've heard this all before.
但是也许你都听过了，是 déjà vu.
That's right. So maybe you've had the experience before. You're having it again now, and you're feeling déjà vu. Well, let's look at the questions and see how much you got out of this article. Number one, which of the following wouldn't be considered déjà vu?
以下哪一个不会被视为是 déjà vu？
A, an overwhelming urge to do the same thing over and over again.
好，不能自已的一种强迫的感觉，想要把一件事情一做再做。
No, that is not déjà vu. That's a compulsive disorder. That's something else. 那个无偏了。B, the feeling that you've been somewhere before.
就你觉得你曾经到某个地方过。
That is a description of déjà vu and is the wrong answer. C, an impression that you've already met someone at one time or another.
好，就是有个印象，你好像曾经见过这个人。
That's a wrong answer because it's a kind of déjà vu. And D, a sensation that you've had the same experience in the past.
好，就是一种感觉说你曾经有过，在过去有同样的经验。
Also a description of déjà vu. The correct answer is A. Number two, how do scientists attempt to explain déjà vu?
科学家怎么样尝试解释 déjà vu 呢？
A, it's a sign of potential cancer.
啊，你可能得了癌症。
Heavens no. B, it can indicate a harmless problem in the brain.
它可能是个脑部一个无害的一些小问题。
Yeah, that's the correct answer. We don't think it causes any major problems. C, it means that a person has gone totally crazy.
表示有一个人完全疯了。
No. D, it results from brain damage or other injuries.
啊，它可能是因为脑部受伤所引起。
Wrong answer. Number three, the last line of the article is trying to suggest...
文章最后一行它想要暗示什么呢？
A. This article was never published before.
这篇文章以前从来没有被出版过。
Wrong. B. You'll never fully understand déjà vu.
你永远没有办法完全了解 déjà vu.
Maybe true, but it doesn't say that. C. You've read this article at a time in the past.
你可能以前读过这篇文章了。
Right. That's what they're trying to suggest. That's the correct answer. And D. You can never make up for your past mistakes.
啊，你永远无法弥补你的错误。
It's the wrong answer. That's it for today. Tune in next time. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.